Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a subsign bass line in Ableton Live 12 and making it feel wider, looser, and way more alive for that jungle, old school DNB energy, without messing up the low end. And that's the big idea here. We are not trying to make the actual sub stereo. That's usually the wrong move in drum and bass. Instead, we're going to keep the true sub dead center and mono and build the sense of width above it using groove pool, timing offsets, filter automation, and a controlled motion layer. So the bass feels bigger, but the club safe low end stays locked in. Think of it like this. The sub gives you weight, the upper layer gives you attitude, and automation gives you drama. Once those roles are separated, everything gets easier. So let's start by building the bass in two parts. First, make your sub layer. Use something super clean, like operator or wave editable with a sine wave, and keep it simple. At the end of the chain, drop on a utility and set width all the way down to zero. That forces the sub to stay mono. If there's any extra fizz or top end hanging around, clean that up with a gentle EQ8 low pass. The goal here is pure, stable foundation. Then make a second layer, the motion layer. This is where the character lives. Duplicate the instrument track or create a new one, and use a slightly richer sound. Maybe a brighter oscillator, maybe a detuned stack, maybe a sampled restyle layer. Add a saturator to generate harmonics, and put an auto filter after it so we can move it later. This layer can be a lot more expressive, because it's not carrying the true sub weight. A good rule of thumb is to keep the real sub below about 120 Hz as clean as possible, and let the motion layer live mostly above that. That way you get all the movement without losing punch. Now program the bass line before you start obsessing over effects. Keep it short and musical. A classic jungle style phrase might just be three or four notes, with one note answering the kick, another answering the snare, and a little pickup or passing note in between. Don't overcrowd it. Old school DNB often feels powerful because of space, not because every gap is filled. Try a simple two-bar idea. Maybe the root note lands on beat one, then a syncopated response lands on the end of two or on beat three. Add one little variation in bar two. You want it to feel conversational, like the bass is talking back to the break. Keep the note lengths tight on the sub layer. Let the motion layer breathe a little more if needed. That contrast helps the groove feel natural. Now for the key trick. Groove pool. Open groove pool and find a groove that has that breakbeat pocket feel. If you have a drum break in the project, you can borrow its feel or extract it and use that as your timing reference. But here's the important part. Apply the groove to the motion layer, not the sub. The motion layer can lean, swing, and push around a bit. The sub should stay disciplined. Start with something subtle. Timing around 55 to 70% is a good range. Keep random very low, maybe 0 to 8%. Velocity can get a little movement too, but don't overdo it. We want feel, not chaos. What you should hear is the bass starting to sit with a break instead of sitting on top of it. That's a huge difference. Jungle and early DNB get a lot of their energy from this kind of rhythmic relationship. The groove feels wider even before you add any stereo tricks. Now let's push that illusion of width a little further. Duplicate the motion layer, or create a parallel copy, and give it a tiny timing offset. We're talking very small here, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. You can use track delay or just nudge the timing slightly. Pan the duplicate a little to the other side if needed, and keep it lower in level, maybe 3 to 8 dB quieter than the main motion layer. This is not about making a huge obvious stereo effect. It's about creating a subtle spread in the upper harmonics, while the low end stays focused. If you go too hard here, the bass will start to smear. And that's the exact thing we don't want in DNB. A great way to think about it is wide in motion, narrow in fundamentals. That's the sweet spot. Now we move into automation, which is where the lesson really comes alive. Put an auto filter on the motion layer and automate the cutoff over time. Start with the filter fairly closed in the first part of the loop, maybe somewhere around 250 to 800 Hz depending on the sound. Then open it gradually as the phrase develops. By the later bars, you can let it reach into the 1.5 to 4 kHz range if you want more bite and presence. You can also automate resonance a little for tension, but keep it under control. Just enough to make the filter speak, not scream. A strong DNB approach is to automate in 8-bar phrases. Keep bars 1 to 4 a little darker and tighter, then open things more in bars 5 to 8. That way the loop feels like it's developing. Even a tiny change can make a repetitive bass line feel much more expensive and intentional. You can also automate saturator drive up a little in the last bar before a drop, then pull it back on the downbeat. That contrast makes the return hit harder. And if your motion layer has a utility on it, you can automate width slightly too, just enough to make the section feel like it expands before snapping back in. Next, let's make it more jungle by adding ghost notes. Ghost notes are little low-velocity hits that don't carry full sub weight, but they carry groove and attitude. Put them around the snare gaps, maybe an octave above the root, and keep the velocity low so they feel like percussive accents rather than full bass notes. This is where the break and the bass start to talk to each other. If the snare lands, answer it with a bass pickup. If the break has a little shuffle or ghost hit, mirror that with a tiny bass accent. That interaction is what gives old school jungle its personality. If you want to go a step further, resample the motion layer once the groove feels good. In Ableton, route the bass groove to a new audio track and record the result. Once it's auto, you can trim it, slice it, reverse tiny bits, or turn it into fills. This is a great way to turn a technical groove into something you can actually arrange like a break. After resampling, you can clean it up with a Q8, add a little more saturator or drum bus if needed, and keep the sub separate if the print gets messy. Resampling is powerful, because it lets you commit to the vibe and start thinking like an arranger instead of just a sound designer. Now do the most important check of all, mono. Collapse the bass to mono and listen carefully. If the bass disappears or gets weak, you've gone too far with width. Back off the delay offset, reduce the stereo spread on the motion layer, or keep the widest content even more clearly above the sub range. The real test is whether it still feels alive when you turn the volume down, and when you sum it to mono. That's a great pro tip, by the way. Test width at low monitoring levels. If the movement still reads quietly, you've probably built something real. If it only sounds wide when it's loud, it may just be masking. A few common mistakes to watch out for here. Don't make the sub stereo. Keep it centered and stable. Don't overgroove everything. Put the swing mostly on the motion layer. Don't widen anything below the bass fundamentals. And don't make your automation too dramatic. Indeed, NB, small movements often hit harder than giant sweeps. If you want to go darker and heavier, there are a few nice variations. Try a second motion layer with a bit of distortion tucked low in the mix, or automate the filter so it opens on snare hits instead of every beat. Keep note lengths short on the sub and let the upper layer carry the tail. You can also use a little redux or erosion on the upper layer only if you want more grit, but keep it subtle. And here's a really good arrangement trick. Bring the bass in stages. Start with the sub alone. Bring the motion layer in a bar later. Open the filter after the listener has locked into the groove. That reveal can make the whole drop feel bigger without adding more notes. So to recap, keep the true sub mono and stable. Use groove pool on the motion layer to create the jungle-style timing feel. Build width with timing offset, harmonic layers, and automation rather than stereo sub tricks. And always make the bass answer the drums, because that interaction is where the old-school energy really lives. For your practice exercise, try building a two-bar sub-sign bassline with a mono sub, a brighter motion layer, and just three or four notes. Apply groove pool only to the motion layer, duplicate it with a tiny offset, automate the filter over eight bars, check mono, and then resample the result into a simple drop variation. If you do it right, the bass won't just sound wider. It'll feel like it's breathing with the break. And that's the vibe we're after.